Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
The North Texas stories you need to know. This is the All Local from News Radio 1080 KRLD.
It has been just an unbelievable case today. Two North Texas guys are now indicted for an alleged scheme to sail to a foreign island, murder all the men, and enslave the women and kids. Yeah, you got to check this one out.
That's right. 21-year-old Gavin Weisenberg of Allen and 20-year-old Tanner Thomas of Argyle plan to sail to the Haitian island of Gonave, murder all the men, and take the women and children as their sex slaves, according to authorities. It started last year when Weisenberg enrolled in a fire academy and Thomas joined the Air Force. This was done so that the two could learn skills to pull off this coup d'etat. Problem is, Weisenberg failed out of the fire academy. Thomas was stationed in Maryland for the Air Force. While there, he attempted to recruit homeless people from the Washington, D.C. area to help take the island by force. They also tried to get people to help out online. Both were eventually busted with child pornography. The two faced multiple federal charges and could get life in prison. From the 24-Hour News Center, Austin York, News Radio 1080, KRLD.
This is the official start of Thanksgiving travel season at DFW Airport. They're expecting up to 3 million people to fly through.
Got here early, getting through the line hopefully pretty soon.
Any suggestions for travelers?
No, I would just say just get here early, just in case of any bumps.
Be patient. Be patient. Be kind.
KRLD Airport Travel Update.
All right, going to our airports this afternoon. There have been 180 cancellations so far at DFW Airport, 334 delays. Dallas Love Field has had 165 delays and no cancellations. But if you're someone like me who usually runs late to things, you definitely don't want to run late to your flight because it's getting kind of rough getting through security right now at both DFW and Love Field. At Love Field, it's going to be at least a 40-minute wait time. That's very unusual for them. Usually, it's like less than 3 minutes. But for DFW Airport, Terminal D is going to take you more than 20 minutes to get through security. Terminal C, it'll take you at least 10 to 20 minutes. And Terminal B9 specifically will take you more than 20 minutes to get through.
The old site of Valley View Mall sat empty for years at LBJ and Preston. That's changing.
The Midtown concept was announced several years ago, but the only visible thing that happened was the demolition of the mall. Now, ground has been broken on the first phase of a $4 billion project. Dallas City Councilman William Roth was recently elected to represent this area of the city.
It's been a long time. We've all been waiting for it. We're really excited about the prospects for the future.
The private funding to start the first $85 million phase will include upscale apartments, retail, office space, and restaurants. And it also includes an investment from Toyota and Panasonic. They also hope to eventually connect this area with the nearby Galleria to the west by rail. In far north Dallas, Eric Bushman, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Well, the top officials in the Grapevine Colleyville ISD resigns and gets a new gig.
Dr. Brad Schnautz joined the GCISD in 2017 as a deputy superintendent and took over as superintendent in 2023. He has just been named the next executive director of the Education Service Center for Region 11. That covers Tarrant County and several other counties. The organization provides professional development support and technical assistance to public, private, and charter schools. He starts his new job in January. From the 24-Hour News Center, Stephen Pickering, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Capitol Police responding to an incident involving Dallas Congresswoman Jasmine Crockett.
Crockett says a person went to her D.C. office and made white supremacist threats and hand gestures. She said in a statement she wants to make one thing clear. This cannot be the norm. Crockett says we're living in a time where political violence is being fueled from the top, referring to President Trump. She says President Trump should be committed to unity instead of division. She also thanked Capitol Police for their response to the situation. From the 24-Hour News Center, Emily Capatillo, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
But yeah. Bitcoin. You might not want to look at your balance sheet right now for a while.
At 86.3. Now, at one point, it was 118.
Yeah. Way over 100.
That was only 2 months ago?
This is people who have crypto.
I'm telling you, it's a roller coaster ride. You got to get used to it or else don't get in that market. Oh,
especially something as volatile as this.
Bitcoin is being absolutely hammered. Its price has fallen well below $100,000 or about 25% below where it was in October. And long-term hodlers are throwing in the towel and offloading tens of billions of dollars worth of the token. Part of the answer lies in U.S. politics. What helped Bitcoin break through the $100,000 level last year was the election of Donald Trump, whose campaign promised to make America the crypto capital of the world, thanks to pro-crypto regulation and a Bitcoin strategic reserve. The reality today is that not all of these promises have been kept. And now there are setbacks for the Republican Party on the road to the midterms, with the most symbolic loss being to Zohran Mamdani in New York City. The risk is, therefore, that we have hit peak political support for the crypto industry and that the risks of a Democrat victory in the midterms are rising. And with that, the likelihood that the brakes will be pumped when it comes to giving the crypto industry what it wants from regulation.
And Bloomberg's Lionel Lawrence says it's not just the makeup of Congress, it's the mood of the country in general.
What's adding to this sense of panic among the crypto elites is that Mamdani's victory specifically speaks to the preoccupations with inflation and inequality, which are topics that the crypto industry has preferred to ignore or blame on actors such as the central bank. The problem is that crypto is today seen as an elite pursuit. 1 in 7 Americans report owning crypto, and the distribution of Bitcoin shows that fewer than 10% of Bitcoin addresses own 98% of all tokens. What this means is that it's basically political kryptonite in a K-shaped economy where people can see that their grocery bills are rising. Obviously, we shouldn't be too quick to write a political obituary of Bitcoin, and the crypto industry has plenty of funds to influence the midterm elections. But right now, this sense of a political shift in the mood of American voters is surely contributing to the lack of buyer excitement for Bitcoin and the temptation to sell from long-time holders.
It's a rich man's game.
I think Bitcoin,
and it widens the gap between the haves and the have-nots.
When people are worried about their grocery bills, they're not going to think about. And I don't even think it's just Bitcoin, even though that is the most volatile. There's no doubt. I think it's stocks in general. Some people are just, I'm not getting in the Wall Street because I just don't have the money to do it. I don't have any extra money to invest.
I got
to
pay the light bill.
Absolutely, and so that's the mood right now, and so. Don't worry about the thing. I think we'll have another crypto boom in the next, I don't know, the way months or whatever. But
if you're one of the smaller crypto players,
don't get involved.
Yeah, if you're not in it, don't.
Don't, not yet. Or maybe you invest and just, this is the time to do it when it's low.
Buy low, sell high, yeah. Right? Who are the dumbest people you know?
945-766-1080. Text us.
Because there's a couple of guys up in Allen.
Allen and Argyle might have the two dumbest criminals I've ever heard, at least for a while.
We'll get into this now. I think this is one we're going to be hearing a lot of. About here, because these two guys have been indicted. One's 21, the other one's 20.
20, yeah. So okay. Anyway, we got a guy named Gavin Weisenberg of Allen and Tanner Thomas of Argyle. And so they decide that they were going to go to this Haitian island of Ganave.
Ganave Island, which is right off the coast of Haiti. It's near Port-au-Prince. And they were going to take it over.
As 87,000 people live there, they decided that they were going to kill all the men and then take the women and children as sex slaves.
Two guys.
And so they decided, Weisenberg said, well, we need some skills. So he decided to...
That might come in handy.
Enroll in the North Texas Fire Academy in Rockwall.
Okay.
So he was there in August 2024. He failed out. And so the other guy...
Flunked out. The other guy goes to Thailand.
He joined the U.S. Air Force. He went to Thailand and decided, I need to learn how to get a boat or to sail a boat to get over there.
How else are you going to get there with all your guns?
The course... a little too expensive, so let's not do that.
They didn't do that. So that on to Plan C, so then which he is gets, the most awesome plan of all.
He goes to Germany. He gets stationed in Germany as a part of the U.S. Air Force, but then he gets to transfer to Maryland, where he goes to Washington, D.C., to recruit the homeless there to be a part of the Army.
Because if you're going to invade an island, you got to have an army.
You can't just kill, 87,000 people. You think about half would be dudes, so about 40,000 dudes. You can't just do it by yourself.
An army of homeless from Washington invading an island in Haiti.
This is the greatest thing I've ever heard in my life.
What possibly go wrong with that?
These guys, were they on bath? I mean, they do this for like a year. It wasn't like they just one day got together and put up a plan. They were training for about a year.
Dude, what kind of drugs do you have to be on?
Oh, bath salts or something.
To think that, me and you, we're going to go and take over this island of 87,000 people.
Hey, Mike, I see a lot of homeless in a certain area. Under the bridge there, let's go get them.
Saw a couple of dudes under that bridge at Walnut Hill.
Oh, they'll tear anybody
man,
up.
let's go get them.
They'll take out a whole island.
All right, so these guys... They caught
that
them.
That is a great laugh. And they're North Texans. Aren't you so proud?
That's right. Allen and Argyle, right?
Yeah.
Okay. One of the best stories in college football is right here in North Texas.
And on to something better.
It is North Texas. UNT at 9-1 on the year, now ranked 22nd in the country. This is the first time the Mean Green has been a ranked team since 1959.
Good Lord, yeah.
And it is not out of the question that they could bull their way into the college football playoff.
Could you imagine that if they made it like Longhorns didn't?
That's what I was going to say. Who would have thought when this season began that UNT could make the playoffs and Texas wouldn't? That could happen. But perhaps the craziest thing of all about UNT is their quarterback, Drew Mestemaker. This kid's a walk-on who was once sixth on the team's depth chart. Now he's the team's leader, and he's playing so well that he got invited on the Rich Eisen show this week, where he talked about his high school days down in Leander, outside Austin.
You first started a game at quarterback at that high school when, Drew?
My freshman B team.
So what grade were you in when you started for your freshman B team?
I was ninth grade.
Ninth grade. Okay. So, and then the next time you started at quarterback was when, Drew?
Against Texas State in the bowl game.
There you go.
What a ride.
See, we've set the table. So you went from freshman B team at your high school, Vandergrift High School, right? In Austin?
Yep.
To starting for your North Texas Mean Green against Texas State in the bowl game on January 3rd of this year.
Yeah.
Okay. What happened in between, Drew?
Well, I was planning on going and playing JUCO junior college out in California. I got an Instagram DM to go to this quarterback trainer who was going to be at Lake Travis. I went with him for about a week. He got me in contact with Jeff Christensen, who trains Patrick Mahomes, Baker Mayfield, all those guys.
Well, that's a pretty nice name to have in your contacts.
Yeah.
And ever since that game against Texas State, this kid's been unstoppable. So far this year, Mestemaker has thrown for 3,000 yards. So he's averaging 300 a game with 23 touchdowns and just four interceptions. Behind him, UNT has the nation's highest scoring offense. They're putting up an average of 45 points a game. Next up, they're going to be in Houston tomorrow to take on Rice.
They should beat the heck out of them.
They're a 17.5-point favorite in that one. And then they finish up a week from today. It's a Friday game, Black Friday, at home in Denton against Temple.
Well, they should win that one.
They will certainly be a favorite in that one, too. Now, if they win both of those, they might wind up in the conference championship game, and who knows? The problem is that there are three other teams in their conference that have just one conference loss. It's Navy, Tulane, and East Carolina.
And they lost to Tulane. That's the only team that they lost to all season. So it's not out of the question. If they win that conference, could you imagine? This guy has never started a game in high school except when he was a freshman. And then he starting at UNT in a bowl game, his first game, and he lights it up. Let me tell you, he threw for 600-something yards against Charlotte.
Over 600 yards.
Unbelievable.
Ridiculous.
The All Local is updated three times a day. For the latest news, weather, and traffic, listen to News Radio 1080 KRLD. Visit KRLD.com, download the Odyssey app, or ask your smart speaker to play News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.